This is a Bible teaching podcast from www.lumen.org.uk. That's lumin.org.uk. The presenter is Jeff Lumley.
Hello, we come to the third look at John chapter 1 and descriptions of Jesus. We started with the Word of God from verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. Last time we looked at Jesus being the light, in him was life and that life was the light of men. There are other descriptions in verses 1 to 5 alone, and we're going to pick up one of them from verse 3. Through him all things were made, without him nothing was made that has been made. Jesus is the creator. Jesus is the one that has made everything. You've seen something. Jesus actually initiated it. Jesus created it. It may have been made into something else since, but the original stuff was created by Jesus. The original animal was created by Jesus. The original plants were created by Jesus. The humans were created by Jesus. The world was created by Jesus. The stars, the sun, the moon. Hang on, you ask. I always thought it was God the Father who was the creator. I thought Jesus was the Saviour and the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit. He's the Comforter, isn't he? So why are you saying Jesus is the creator? Well, firstly, I'm not. Let's read again verse 3 of John chapter 1. Through him, the Word, who was with God in the beginning, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 and see what it says there. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. Well, we've already talked about light last time. God said. And we've already mentioned the Word of God is Jesus. The words of God are, "Let there be light." The Word of God is Jesus. What God speaks is the Word of God. And Jesus is described in John chapter 1 as that which God speaks, the Word of God. And maybe that's a bit much for us to really get our heads around. We've had a go. But here we see the Word of God being used in creation. Through him were all things made. How? Through the Word of God. How did God create? Let there be light. He spoke into creation. The Word of God. Through him all things were made. And without him was not anything made that has been made. So we see that it's clearly saying in Genesis, the Word, God created through the Word. God spoke things into being. And John identifies Jesus with the Word, and he is therefore not only at creation, but he is the very means through which all creation happened. Now, let's not get too hung up about the Father being the Creator and the Son being the Redeemer or the Saviour and the Spirit being the Comforter, because the Bible actually gives all three jobs to all three persons of the Godhead. Not surprising, because he is indivisible, even though he is three persons in one God. We've already seen God the Father is the creator. And if we look at Genesis 14:19, God Most High, the creator of heaven and earth. And we've seen in John chapter 1, the Son, the Word, Jesus is the creator. In him was everything made. But do you know the Bible also tells us that the Holy Spirit is the creator? Psalm 104, for instance, verse 30, when you send your spirit, they are created. And of course, there in Genesis chapter 1, all three members of the Godhead are there in those first few verses of Genesis. The Spirit brooding, waiting. When you send your Spirit, they're created. He's waiting and then he's sent through the Word of God. The Father creates through the Son by the Spirit. It's God that is the Creator. So who's the Saviour? Well, I'm sure you've already got verses which tell us that Jesus is the Saviour. God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but be saved and have everlasting life. But did you know the Bible says God the Father is the Creator? Psalm 18:46, which it says, "The Lord lives, praise be to my rock, exalted be God my Saviour." And there are other verses, Isaiah 43 verse 3, "I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Saviour." Titus chapter 3 verse 5 tells us that the Holy Spirit's the Saviour as well, is involved in salvation. He saved us through renewal by the Holy Spirit. And other verses tell us that the Spirit convicts and leads us to repentance, is very much involved in the job of salvation. So what about the Comforter? Is it just the Holy Spirit who is the Comforter? Well, Isaiah 49 verse 13 says, "The Lord comforts his people." In 51:12, Isaiah says, quotes God as saying, "I, even I, am him who comforts you." 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3. "Praise be to God, and the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of all compassion and the God of all comforts." The Father is the Comforter. 2 Thessalonians 2, 16 and 17 says, "May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father encourage and strengthen you." In the King James Version, the Authorized Version, it says, "May he comfort you." May our Lord Jesus Christ comfort you. And there are times in the Gospels when we see Jesus comforting his disciples. God is indivisible. The things of God are true of the Father, they're true of the Son, and they're true of the Holy Spirit. In fact, this is one of the ways we know that Jesus is God, because the characteristics of God are evident in him. And the more you look at the characteristics of God, the more you focus on some of the names of God, maybe in the Old Testament, and think about those characteristics, well, you're going to find those characteristics in Jesus as you read the Gospels. "Through him, all things were made. Without him was not anything made that has been made." Jesus is the Creator. And he's more than just the Creator and the Saviour and the Comforter. He looks after the universe. He looks after his creation. And it's worth us just moving completely away from John chapter 1 for a moment to Colossians chapter 1, because it says some amazing things about Jesus, the Creator. Verse 15, "He is the image of the invisible God." And that just picks up what I've just said. All the attributes of God, you look at any attribute of God, you find anything that's about God, you will see that in the character of Jesus in the Gospels, because he is the image of the invisible God. "The firstborn over all creation, for by him all things were created," as John 1 says, "things in heaven and on earth." Paul sort of unpacks it, and just in case you can think of anything that wasn't created by Jesus. No, "things in heaven and on earth," that includes the angels, that includes physical things, "visible things and invisible," not just spiritually invisible like angels, but also air, oxygen, gas, "whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities." So Jesus created the whole pecking order of how the world runs. "All things were created by him," and then it says, "and for him." Creation is for Jesus. It's made by him in order to bless him, it's for him. And then it says, verse 17, he is before all things. In other words, he existed before all things, but also I think he is above all things. He is first, in every sense of the word first, time weighs first, and positionally first, and in him all things hold together. I love this verse because it gives us a brand new name for Jesus. You know, Jesus is the Saviour. Jesus is the Redeemer. Jesus is the Son of God. Well, here in verse 17, with 20th and 21st century language, Jesus is the Higgs boson particle, because that's what it says in verse 17. He is the one through him whom all things hold together. And it took until our lifetimes for some scientists named Higgs and boson to come up and say, we have identified that there is something in the universe that holds it all together, and we're going to call it the Higgs boson particle. Well, Colossians chapter 1 verse 17 tells you a bit more details about the Higgs boson particle. His name is Jesus. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of his body, the church. He is the beginning. He is the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. And we could go on with Colossians and we could just get into what the next bit says and the next bit says. But Jesus is the creator. He is the one who did it. He's the one it was done for, because God is the one it was done for. And Jesus is our image of God. And he's the one that holds it all together. And I'm amazed that even while he was on the cross, even while he was dying, he was holding the universe together. And perhaps that's why at the moment of death there were earthquakes, there was thunder, there was darkness, there was... it just shook for a bit, because the one that was holding it all together had just been killed. But he holds it all together. And so John chapter 1 gives us yet another glimpse of who Jesus is. As John begins to write his gospel, as he begins to show us something of the image of the invisible God, he starts by telling us he is the Word, he is the light, and the third one I pick out, he is the Creator.
Thank you for listening. The music is by praiseforall.wordpress.com.